Oh, shit, the airlock just flew open.
Oh,
sir.
God, the molecules have escaped.
Well, not much. It,
well, it was the last laugh pushed out all of the gas surrounding your fecal matter. So we're going to roll the windows down the studio. So pardon the wind noise, people, and I'm not talking about that kind of wind noise. That's already come out.
Oh, we're...
It is Friday, 12:58. Just finishing lunch at Fuddruckers.
But you can't. Like, who comes up with that name, Fuddruckers? Like, it's very close to a...
Rudfuckers? I don't know.
I'd really like to know what kind of food do they serve there at Rudfuckers.
Well, I don't know.
Did you call them Rudfuckers?
Rudfuckers.
There? Rudfuckers.
Right. Yeah, whatever.
So a happy ending, then. And a chicken sandwich.
if you will.
Or a chicken sandwich. Chicken sandwich with, well, there's lots of honking going
well,
on.
Well, okay. So, my Apple battery is fucked because the goddamn OS updates, they, as you've seen, it's been unraveled that it actually punishes your battery. I literally will be at 16% and it goes 15, 14, 11, off. And it just shuts off. It doesn't even make it to 1. I better roll the window up. That's going to be a really windy segment right there.
Yeah, well...
This windy segment brought to you by the weather. So the battery is fucked on my phone. Like, it literally just vanishes. So I've got to make an appointment, go to the Apple store, get my $29 battery replacement, and then you have to go back. So it's right. Like they make it such a pain in the ass to do it. And because they're so backlogged, you get on a waiting list, you know? Right. So...
Yeah, I've almost given up on my phone. In fact, it's like one of those old laptops where you can no longer, you have to plug it in the entire time to use it.
That's how mine is.
A mobile phone great because, you know, it's mobile and you just, I guess I'll plug it
in
here.
No, absolutely.
So it's stupid. It's dumb.
I agree.
But great.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
So just get in line, the rest of the fucking
bend machines. Over and be prepared to be. Shocked and amazed. I'll be 29.99.
Ow!
Well, this might feel...
Usually it's 100
You
bucks,
might
so.
Feel a little pinch.
A little pinch.
And then maybe a larger pressure. And then, okay, a spot of pain. And then maybe a grimace.
Yeah.
But it's over then.
It's done.
Until the second thrust. And then we're good. Oh, then... God. I'm acclimated, they're acclimated, everything's fine, so.
We have activated the proximity detector on the GMC Terrain Studio as Tony is tailgating.
Yeah, we had a guest.
Nissan Altima.
Look, there was a guest that really wanted to be on the show so badly that he tried to drive into our show.
Evidently.
Well, we are in a drive-in show, sir.
Yesterday's special guest was Nathan.
So
he stopped by. We're hoping to schedule at some point Mr. Christopher J. Murphy. To join us on the podcast, who is very, very intelligent, quite funny, has lots of things to talk about, so I'm sure we will fill up quite the amount of podcast
time. I'm sure that's true, and I'm sure all of it will be...
Let's go ahead and get that scheduled for next week.
PG-13 and ready to rip. Mommy, what's fuck mean?
Oh,
you know, those
God.
Kinds of things, you know?
I want to suck your shit.
Is that... What's that mean, Mommy?
Get down there and put my dough in there.
Great. Well, prison life.
There you go.
It's not for everyone.
It isn't.
But it can be
for you can barter with cigarettes or you can barter
with
your
ass.
Oh, and we're fresh out of cigarettes.
Yeah. How bad do you want that little Debbie oatmeal pie?
Woo!
Oh, I've got quite a sugar tooth.
Slide on over here, boy.
Jesus.
They call me the candy man.
Oh, no.
Oh, that sodomy's not.
Well, it kind of is. I guess unless you're the...
Let's stop. Let's just stop right there, get out of this vehicle, and into the next one, because we are headed down a very...
Slippery slope, as Benjamin Franklin said.
A dark path, no pun intended.
Hallucinating.
Oh my God, I
see sparkles.
My retina's just detached.
This retinal detachment brought to you by
Bausch and Lomb.
Oh, God damn. Well, 3 seconds. Next segment. All right, this technical difficulty brought to you by Tony's USB charger.
Great.
Man, the phone's almost dead, just as I said in the last segment. Just melting away, so I had to plug it in. So hopefully the audio will sound okay-ish. It doesn't get picked up by the onboard microphone built into the Terrain Studio. What are you looking at?
Emails from Jeff.
Let's name drop. Why not? We're at Starbucks.
Yeah, wouldn't want to name drop.
Drinks. Preston. And chocolate pops.
Oh.
All right. Oh, I was about to make you a bet and see if the barista had a bag on her head, but she doesn't today. She's got a very nice black Starbucks fitted baseball hat. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. This is the anti bagmobile.
I want to know, like, who wears those things? Is it hipsters?
The thing that bothers me is not that it's a beanie. It's that it sags off the back of the head.
Okay. Good.
Good.
Oh, you're going to get it this time?
Huh?
Let me get it, sir. It would be my pleasure.
Oh, okay.
Next time you're getting the coffee.
Did you hear that, y'all?
Love
you. Hey, y'all. I thought I did buy it last time. Didn't I buy you that venti thing you threw away? You never drank it?
Oh, sir.
And then
no.
Oh, you bought yesterday.
Yes, I did.
That's true.
And I'm going to buy again.
All right, I'll buy.
Oh, $12.45.
Yes.
I'll buy sometime next week.
Oh,
but
sir.
You'll get the rest.
I only have $15 on the card, but I signed us up for the double star dash.
Oh, yeah, nice.
So we just got two, so I think I got enough points to get a free drink now.
All right, rock on.
I was like at one something before. Where am I?
I do like the free drink.
Me too.
If you're going to, you might as well get the app, honestly.
Right, that's
because
what I do.
Either way, you're spending the money either on your credit card,
right?
But you're either handing them the credit card or you're giving $25 in advance to Starbucks. So I really like it.
So
I
have 107 out of 125, Starbucks. And I think I did the bonus. She says one ready, one.
I think the airlock just opened.
Yeah, at that time it wasn't me, and the O-ring it failed. O-ring failed.
The pressures were building from that
really
chicken
were.
Sandwich.
So we just ate that.
I eat fast and I
digest
absorb my
that.
Nutrients quickly.
Whoa, dude. That's amazing.
So
you better watch those free radicals.
If you slurp the air, I'm sure you could get some vitamins.
Thank
I process
you.
It quite nicely.
Now,
this time, let's
step
not
on
step.
These two.
I stepped on the cake pops yesterday, y'all. I got to work and I had stepped on it. So it was a very, very sad situation. I still ate it, though.
Well, sir, it's a
I just cut the
rule.
One side off.
That's it, sir.
But I figured, you know what? I walked into a restroom, got pissy feet, and then I stepped on it, and then
thank
I...
Thank you.
Well, yeah, I put someone's
dick
in my mouth.
Exactly. Thank
their
you
Their
so
urethra
much.
Was all over my
you
cake
too.
Pop.
Sir, when you...
I'm gonna roll the window up.
When you put it in those terms, it
yes?
makes me excited
oh.
about, you know, when I hear things like scrotum or...
Yeah. Urethra.
A urethra. Uh-huh. Or hemorrhoids.
Oh.
My God, you got me going. I am... What are we talking about, and where can I talk more about this?
Now, you do know we're going to have to go out that secondary exit, because they have blocked the pothole exit.
I'm thinking about Dukes of Hazzard and this shit, and going right for it myself.
Yeah! Yes, some good old boys.
The boys are at it again.
Never meaning no harm. Rusko Pico Train.
God, he died, didn't he?
Yes, I think so.
Really sad, you know. Of course, you know, most of our audience today,
childhood icon,
has no idea who that is.
Rusko Pico Train.
What show we're talking Woo! About?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Like Jesus, you're so old.
Oh, you mean the Dukes of Hazzard with Johnny Knoxville?
Oh yeah.
No, not that one.
No.
The real one.
Oh,
the Duke. Jesus.
Well, sir, no, the Duke boys, sir, not Jesus. But I could see how you might
who would
get that confused.
See, I think in...
Jesse kind of looks like Jesus, I suppose. An old Jesus.
See, I think that if they were to put us in that franchise, I would definitely be Rusko Pico Train, and you would either be
Cletus?
Boss Hog or Enos.
Because of my weight.
Yes.
Because I... I see what you're saying. So if I put...
You'd be Jesse or Boss Hog.
So would I also
no,
be...
No, I would make you Enos is what I would
well,
make
Enos?
Vacuous,
you know,
very nice,
great.
Genteel.
Right, Enos.
You know,
great.
Has eyes for Daisy.
Eyes for Daisy.
The other, yes. Daisy Duke.
Right, not the cat.
We've brought up that name twice.
We really have.
We should probably
lovely,
stop that.
I love that
It
name.
Is a beautiful name. Gorgeous name, even. Ah, well, here we are.
Oh,
dead air.
Space.
you. Bop, bop, bada, beep, bop, bop. It's the Friday 5 p.m. wrap-up report. We've made it through another week, and I'm turning off this loud fucking air cleaner.
Well, if the air was almost clean, sir,
like, we almost sounds like we're driving in the GMC Terrain studio with the windows down. With your patience,
fluttering out the window. It's doing more than flutter.
Oh, I know.
It is actively looking for the escape route.
Yep. Just like the, the air lock, sir?
Well, sir, when my farts come out, they come out frosty and vociferous.
Pungent, aromatic,
zesty.
Zesty.
Really sting the nose.
Stings the nostrils. I'm not gonna lie, that smells like burnt.
Damn!
That smells like gasoline.
What crawled up in there and died? Jesus.
Are you done with your approvals?
Well, you know, it's funny that you should say that, sir. Yes.
Oh.
And that's a lie. No, I'm not.
Wonderful.
No, we're working on
it. I thought you were leaving at 4.
Well, that didn't really work out too well.
No, that was a fantasy is what that was.
Well, sir, I've got to have a fantasy.
That's right. A girl's got a dream.
It's interesting that you would put it that way, yeah, sir.
So how was your week? Was your week good?
It was,
I feel like we get to Friday like this.
This week
it's scary.
We were just screwing around about how, like, oh, Christmas is going to be here before you know it. This was
and here it is. And they'll be popping off fireworks, and here comes Valentine's.
And Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Getting ready for those incentives. It's like, dude.
And before you know it, it'll be the summer party.
Be June.
Yep, the summer
it'll
party.
Be my birthday, and then it'll be the summer party.
And then Halloween.
And then we'll be right back at it.
Yep, right back at Halloween. It's scary, dude. Time is flying.
It's because we've got, in the last 5 or so years, we've never stopped.
Yeah.
We're
always moving.
It's always been drinking from a fire hose.
Yeah.
So.
But it's been a good ride.
It's
been exciting.
It's been a great ride.
We're very fortunate.
We're very blessed. Very, very blessed. And the thing is that it's good that it's fast. Because, you know, if we had to walk around here going, God, I'm so bored. I wish I had something to do.
Yeah, that would suck.
It would suck.
Yeah.
And here it's like, oh, Jesus, I have too much to do. And I can't possibly do it all this week or next week or the week after. Or even the week after that. But I'm going to try.
I'm going to give it a shot.
It's just too much.
Yeah. Well, time does go by pretty quick.
Nice is that you just keep having an influx of clients.
Yep.
You know, while everyone else or a lot of these other agencies are running a little scared and running thin, we can't find seats to put people in.
That is,
we're looking for chairs and buildings.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So it's a good thing. So no, so you're gonna I mean, how was your week? You had travel.
It was good. Yeah, a little bit of travel, had some meetings.
Got a lot more meetings than I did.
Continuing to work on the new arm of the company and getting that going, and everyone's doing great. But I've noticed a lot more energy in our building. You know, it's like people are like excited to come to work, you know. And I had 3 of our people right before they were leaving work today that just basically just said, we love coming to work. We love coming to work.
That's awesome.
You know, I've had people say that, you know, when they can't get here quick enough, like they're ready to see their friends into work. So I really think that's really awesome. That's a true testament to kind of what you and I have always tried to build, you know, is very, very different. But we just, you know, we go about it a different way.
We do. And it works. I mean, we're not perfect. I mean, I was telling that to the candidate that I interviewed this morning, is that, you know, we're not, if you're looking for the most perfect company, we're not it.
Right.
There is no perfect company.
Yeah.
You know,
it is what we make of
humans,
it.
We're humans. You know, we're not robots. And if I was looking for a robot, well, I'd go make myself a workforce. That's not going to happen.
Right.
So, you know, people are going to make mistakes. We're human. And, you know, one of our sales guys says, did anybody die? You know, when there's an issue or a problem,
right,
it's like, no. Well, then it's
fixable. Well, great. We got past that.
Fix it. And you know what I'm saying?
It's fixable,
Instead of losing your mind.
Right.
It's like, you know, nobody died. There's not a mushroom cloud in the distance. And we can fix whatever it is. If it's, oh, it's a spelling word or, you know, it's a phrase or whatever.
I think that this would be, you know, being that this is typically way outside of our talking points, to actually have mature, well thought out dialogue that people can listen to, this is probably an opportune time to release the airlock.
And say, what's up, bitches?
We're back, bitches! Which has turned into the intro to every podcast.
My husband says I have the voice of an angel.
Fuck. We can't be serious.
Nope. It's not in our DNA.
One second. So Tony says it's everywhere you want to be. Now, here's some trivia for you. We're gonna play some association games here. What credit card is it's everywhere you want to be? Do you know? Oh, God. My oral airlock came open. I think it's Visa. It's everywhere you want to be. Isn't that right? They do that during the Olympic commercials. It's everywhere you want to be. It is. That is what it is. And American Express is don't leave home without it.
Don't leave home without it. You're right. What's Discover?
And then Discover is...
He sucks, so don't worry.
All broke dick motherfuckers can have a Discover. Woo! Just fill out the credit app and we'll give you the money.
Oh, wait a minute. Discover is the one where it's like where the person calls in and it's their doppelganger. And he's like, hi, customer service. You know, where it's like, then yeah. It's them behind the scenes saying, oh, hello. You know, the, are you a real person? Of course I'm real. You
yeah,
know
yeah,
that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know what their tagline is.
Who cares?
Is it Discover?
I don't know. Discover, I don't know. Get bent. Who knows what it means?
I don't know. I don't know. MasterCard. What's MasterCard? Oh, it's priceless. That's MasterCard. $2.99 for a bucket of popcorn. $15 for a movie ticket. Time together spent with your son? Priceless.
And yeah. A real pain in the ass. MasterCard. They never say that, but... Yeah. You know. Daddy, I hate you.
I don't know if they're still...
Those things don't...
I don't know if they're still
ass.
Doing those spots or not. Yeah, I don't know. Interesting. So,
get the new City Bank Slate card.
Oh, I know one. Here's one for you.
What's in your...
Oh, one? I was going to say that. Oh! God damn it. Who says it? What actor says it? Huh?
What's in your one? Well, his name is... It's Mace Windu. That's how I...
It is Mace Windu. Yes, a Star Wars! No. Samuel L. Jackson.
He's amazing.
Motherfucker.
You better shut
up. What's in your wallet, motherfucker?
Now, we needed to take it down a notch, if that's possible, sir. I mean...
Well, I've got a lottery ticket, and...
See you have some
$7.
Yes. Look, Samuel, we love you, man, but you're kind of hard to work with.
You think we could tone it down
maybe
just
a 10%,
a little bit?
Maybe just 10%.
You know,
maybe ditch the motherfucker thing. And maybe
we
just...
polled an audience. We did a silent poll.
We did.
And the feedback we received is while your commercials are informative, they're a little bit on the aggressive side.
Well,
a little edgy.
Tell her what.
So which part should I dial back?
Right. No.
Well, we can
Here's
start some with
some suggestions.
Or motherfucker. Well, you know, however
nice
you want to do it. Either the A or the ER. It doesn't matter.
Maybe your facial expression shouldn't be so mean.
He does. You know, he's like, he mugs. He's got those gold rimmed glasses and he just kind of like, what's
And it's scary.
It is scary.
You know, I'm fearful every time I watch those.
I mean, I applied for a chase car just because.
Mr. Glass, motherfucker.
What are the other ones that are out there? City.
You didn't really catch that reference.
I didn't. But the Mace Windu one I did catch.
Mr. Glass.
Who's Mr. Glass? Who's Mr. Glass?
Okay! It's Samuel Jackson.
Oh, he's Mr. Glass?
Well, do you ever watch the movie Unbreakable?
No. Wasn't he the freeze on The Incredibles?
Oh, I think so.
I think he is. Speaking of, side note, you know the new Incredibles is coming up. After like 15 years,
yeah.
They finally did it. They're finally coming out. Yeah, it is coming out. So go see that. Well, this dead air is brought to you by Apple Computers. Apple Computers, the computer of choice at our agency.
And
Apple Computers.
Applebee's, where rivulets of gravy and barbecue sauce are down your fingers for an all-you-can-eat buffet.
All the fries you can shove in your mouth.
Fries and chicken tenders. An incredible low price. Only $11.99. And I'm a probably some trips to the ER
or at least
to the bathroom when you're shitting your brains
Free
out.
Referrals for cardiac surgeons.
Would you like a molten hot chocolate cake with that to go? Get bent. I got some molten chocolate cake for you right
God.
Here.
It's like fucking served in a tray.
Yep.
No. Jesus Christ.
Why not?
What is wrong? That's why we've got the diabetes epidemic.
Of course, that's why I'm 500 pounds.
We don't know. Tony is not 500 pounds.
I'm close to 500.
If anything, he's 425.
Sir, you're being so nice.
Oh, sir.
You feel so thin.
Oh. Automatically shaved off 75 pounds. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm going to die.
Well, sir, I already have.
Well, friends, this ends another week of It's Better That Way with Preston and Tony. Locking up. We've got the alarm on. We've shut the doors. We've started our GMCs. Any moment that GMC wants to jump in and offer a sponsorship, we'd be glad to take that.
Actually, that's a great idea.
It is. You know? I'm hoping that the more we do this, maybe they'll... Cursing they may not want to align themselves with. Same as Starbucks. I don't know if they want to align themselves with cursing, but...
No.
We'll find someone who's on the edge, you know? I mean, Bill Burr, who cusses every third word, he's got sponsors out the yin-yang. He's got...
But we don't really want to... I mean, we're not shock jocks or anything, are we?
No, but he just reads their copy. It's really funny. It's like there's a company called MeUndies that sells, like, they claim the best underwear ever. He's got them as a sponsor. He's got...
Oh, they're big, sir. I've heard of them.
He's got LegalZoom is one
well,
of his
heard of LegalZoom.
People. And he's like, if you want to get a fucking incorporation, this is the place to go.
Gee,
yeah, it's really funny.
He's, well, or right, disturbing if you're, you know...
This moment of dead silence is brought to you by cold weather. The adventure continues on Monday!